3, 2, 1. Good afternoon. It's always great to be here on WVOX talking about business in Westchester County. What makes business grow? What are the challenges? What are the opportunities? We really like to talk about the opportunities of business. And I love it when I hear that companies have chosen to grow in Westchester. That's a very good sign for the companies and for our county. And so I'm very, very pleased to introduce Briscoe Protective Systems today. Their president, Bob Williams, and their director of public relations, Denise Ruida. Did I do it right that time, Denise?
That's fine.
Okay. To talk about their company and some of their exciting initiatives that they're involved in. Just to give you some background, Briscoe Protective Systems is a well-known engineer system fire alarm security, video, and access control systems provider in the New York City, Westchester, and Long Island area. Bob has over 35 years experience in the life safety industry, and the company has consistently been on the national SDM 100 list of top security and fire alarm companies. And I know we'll have an opportunity to talk about the many charitable, very important and impressive charitable and community-based initiatives that you're involved with. And Denise has been involved and as director of public relations and is responsible for Briscoe's corporate responsibility policy of giving back, overseeing scholarships, donations, and free educational classes that are organized for both customers and non-customers. And Denise believes that these classes provide an economic benefit, but more importantly, a life safety benefit, and are especially beneficial to the not-for-profit community, who forms a large segment of Briscoe's customer base. What great backgrounds you both have, Denise and Bob.
Thank
congratulations.
Thank you.
So you have offices in Long Island, or should I say Long Island, and New York City. Why did you open an office in Westchester?
Well, Marcia, first of all, thank you for having us on the show. We recently opened up an office in Harrison on 600 Mamaroneck Avenue. We're very excited to be in Westchester. It's a logical progression for us at Briscoe. First of all, it's the next county north of us. And we have a considerable following in the nonprofit area and also in the real estate management company area. Mm-hmm. And a lot of our customers in New York City and Long Island also have locations in Westchester. And they wanted us to service those locations as well so they could get better continuity of services. So we have one or two technicians that live in the Westchester area, so what better way of being able to service our existing customer base and go and get new customers and introduce our services to the businesses of Westchester by opening up an office here in Harrison.
That's great. You know, it's interesting because just last week I interviewed Jay Black, who's the director of sustainability for SL Green Rexon. Wow. And I'm sure you know that company well. It's an example of a real estate holding company that is in New York City and Long Island and Westchester County. So you're absolutely right. There's lots of great opportunities there. So Briscoe Protective Systems, what type of services does your company provide?
Well, Briscoe is fortunate. We can handle many types of fire alarm systems. Just about all of them we're trained in. We can handle the inspections and maintaining of those systems. We also provide central station monitoring, which is very important. If you have an alarm condition in a building, that signal goes to a monitoring station to send the appropriate emergency staff to the site. We handle security. We can handle your video, door access, and burglar systems. So we're well-rounded, and the idea of forming the relationships with the customer, because we're looking at these services as an extension of not just a number making a sale. It's building
right.
a relationship, which is at the core of the company.
We love that. You know, at the Business Council of Westchester, we have a lot of events, and I always say this is not about a transaction. It's mm-hmm. not about a business card exchange. That's not what we're about. We're really about building relationships between people and, you know, and working with people and having people help each other and figure out what are those strategic alliances that can be built. And it sounds like that's a philosophy of your company,
it's
Briscoe, as well.
Yes.
That's great. And what type of customers do you serve? By the way, we're here on WVOX 1460. I'm Marcia Gordon, the president and CEO of the Business Council of Westchester. We're not live today, but you can always listen live at WVOX.com, interviewing Bob Williams and Denise Rita. Boy, I got it right the first time. I'm getting it wrong every time after. Say your name, please.
Rueda.
Thank you. At Briscoe Protective Systems. So who are your customers?
Well, our customers are normally commercial, industrial, and institutional customers. Unfortunately, we do not do residential alarm systems, home alarm systems. But many nonprofit agencies have group homes in a residential setting, and we do those.
Yes.
So,
very interesting.
Yeah, so we are actually in New York City. We are the largest provider of fire alarm services to the nonprofit community. We do over 38 organizations, nonprofit organizations in New York City that have sites up to 110 locations. So, and we understand the nonprofit business very well, and it's usually a cooperative working relationship that we have with the agencies. And we want to extend that because many of them, as I said, have locations in Westchester as well. Also the building management company.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
And we find that, especially with the last recession, as we're coming out of it now, a lot of the real estate management companies, their staff, they've had to really economize on their staff for property management supervision. So we're able to give them reports from all over their jurisdictions from one company. So they don't have to deal with four or five different companies to provide the service. So once they open up a new building or they acquire a new building or a group home acquires a new site, they come to us and we can do everything from the design of the system and a fire department approval, for example, and arrange for the installation and service as well. So we're a one-stop shop for security, fire, and access control systems in the metropolitan area, and now we're proud to say in Westchester as well.
Well, it's really important to know. I wonder how many companies really think about security and think about, you know, certainly we all think about the need for fire alarms, and but, you know, what is the awareness of companies of the need for additional security systems? It's really interesting.
Many times people will be much more cognizant of security after they have an incident in their building.
Yes,
you know, and that's an unfortunate thing. But a lot of times today I find insurance companies are requiring companies to have better security. Mm-hmm. A lot of times you just can't walk into a building anymore because they want to know who you are and why you're there. They're controlling a lot of the entrance and exits with an access control system. So there's a record of who is in the building and everything. And you know, when you see things on the news with different people who, terrorist things and things like that, people are much more aware of, who's in the building and why they're in there. And the security and access control systems can go a long way in controlling that. So I think there's people are looking at security and video, as a matter of fact, in a whole different light today. What would we be without some of these video recordings of events, people going into stores? It helps us with the You know, anytime there's an incident that, and they're looking for the public's help, they usually go and take a look at the video cameras in different areas.
Yeah. So absolutely. And you provide, that's the work that you do?
Yes.
That is amazing.
There's also the versatility that many people don't think of with the security system. It helps the employer to watch staff and better set restrictions into what rooms they're allowed. They can get a report who goes into what room at what time. They could say the morning staff has access to this room, but not the afternoon. We found that's been very helpful for the nonprofits to organize staff.
That's terrific. How large? First of all, I want to give your information where people can reach you as they're listening on WVOX today, 1460. Where can people find Briscoe?
Well, first of all, we're online at Briscoe, B-R-I-S-C-O-E, Protective. That's one word, .com. They can call us. The telephone number in Westchester is 914 area code, 977-8666. We're located at 600 Mamaroneck Avenue in Harrison. We're available 24 hours a day to help anybody that wants to. For any information about systems or anything, they can email Denise at either at info@briscoeprotective.com or deniser@briscoeprotective.com.
Right. And let's talk about your company, because this is also very exciting to see good mid-sized companies who employ other people coming to Westchester. So how large is your organization, and how does your size benefit the customers that you serve?
Marcia, we're proud to say that we've just reached the 50-51 co-worker mark. Thank you very much. I call them co-workers because I consider myself the chief co-worker. All of us work together. There's no the bosses that I tell everybody, and our motto is the customers are the bosses, you know, and we can't lose sight of that. You know, the entitlements go to the customers, who the ones that really make our business what it is today. And that's so important. That's why I refuse to, you know, be anything but a chief co-worker. And I work together with my other co-workers.
And what kind of skills do your employees have?
Well, first of all, for our technicians, all our technicians go through a training program. And they're certified in the different areas. I have a New York State license, and I certify each one of the technicians in the different areas of expertise. We do factory training, and we also do a lot of online courses as well to keep all the technicians up to speed, because customers deserve to have people who know what they're doing and can give them a peace of mind. And that's what I think. All these systems come down to one thing: peace of mind.
Yeah.
And I think that's very important.
Very, very important.
You know, and also a professional presentation. All our technicians have uniforms, and you know, we really try to give people the confidence when we walk in the door that their needs are going to be addressed. I think that's so very important today.
My guest today, my terrific guest today, are Bob Williams. He is the president of Briscoe Protective Systems, and Denise Rueda, who is the public relations director of Briscoe Protective Systems. And we are talking about their fascinating business with engineered system fire alarm security, video and access control systems, and they have just expanded to Westchester County. So let's go back and talk about the history of your company.
Sure, Marcia. Briscoe Protective Systems was started in 1978. I named the company after my grandfather, Burt Briscoe. He was not in the alarm business, but he was actually, believe it or not, a fight trainer for Archie Moore and Sandy Sadler. And they were heavyweight and a lightweight champion of the world.
Wow.
Yeah, and a long time ago, I used to go with my grandfather, as he used to go on the corner and get his newspaper. At that time, it was the News and the Mirror, 5 cents each in Brooklyn. And he used to talk with his friends, and he always told me that it's very important. Things you make in life are very important. It's good to make a lot of money. it's also good to have make a lot of friends, but the most important thing you can do in life is make a difference in the lives of others. And I've always taken that philosophy to heart, and my grandfather also treated me to my first luxury. Unfortunately, it was a limousine ride to his funeral. So I was unable to, at 13, really, to comprehend everything, but I always remembered some of the basic business and character principles that my grandfather taught me.
That's very important. It's a very, very telling story about the philosophy that you bring to your business. Bob, how do you differentiate yourself from your competitors?
One thing, we always try to... our philosophy of co-workers and also work family. We're large enough to give 24-hour real service and not an answering machine that tells you they'll call you back Monday when somebody gets in the office. We have a technician and an administrator on duty 24 hours a day to be able to address our company's needs. So personalized service is how we differentiate ourselves basically from our competition. Big enough to give that service when they need it, but small enough to give the personal attention. Additionally, we provide certain things that no other company in the industry provides. For our alarm systems, if we install an alarm system, a fire alarm system, for example, we give a 5-year parts warranty for the fire alarm system. We also will cover the company that we're installing it. We'll make them additional insured on our $7 million liability insurance policy. No other company that we know does that for a customer. And also in our maintenance programs, we're so confident that our smoke detector maintenance programs very efficient for the customer that if any smoke detector has to be replaced, we will not charge them for the part for the detector. That's how assured we are that our cleaning and inspection services will benefit the customers and save them money.
Well, as someone who was woken up on Thanksgiving Eve by my smoke detector beeping, and, you know, you kind of say, oh, my God, what's going on? And somehow, I don't know what happened, but it was nothing. But I'm glad it woke me to check things out.
That's important.
Yep. And I know you've also, Bob and Denise, you've been active in promoting carbon monoxide detection in both residential and commercial occupancies. Let's talk a little bit, I want to educate our listeners about this really serious issue, and I guess a silent killer, right?
Absolutely.
Yes. Thank goodness in 2010, legislation was passed by New York State for residential occupancies to have carbon monoxide detectors in their locations. And it was the reason the law was promulgated, unfortunately, the death of Amanda Hansen in the Buffalo area. She was sleeping at her girlfriend's house in the basement overnight. And since carbon monoxide is a colorless, it's an odorless poison, it wasn't detected, unfortunately. She passed, but her parents have been really keeping the torch alive by getting legislation passed in Albany for both new locations and existing locations to have those carbon monoxide detectors installed. Unfortunately, in the commercial area, there's a bill pending in the legislature right now. I don't know if it's in the legislature or waiting the governor's signature, but there is something where passage is almost imminent. But there are no commercial laws in New York State that cover carbon monoxide detectors. And there was an incident in Huntington Station where Stephen Nelson, who was a manager.
Manager of Legal Secrets.
Yes.
Right, yep, I remember that very well.
Yes, and fortunately, two towns in Nassau County have commercial laws. Nassau, the County of Nassau has it, and also the Brookhaven town in Suffolk County has legislation. And also there is some legislation in the town of Huntington for certain occupancies. But we wanted to cover all occupancies. I think it's very important that CO detection. It could have saved, Steve's life. And believe it or not, it seems like it may, Marcia, be an isolated incident, but the Centers for Disease Control report that every year almost 500 people pass from non-fire-related carbon monoxide poisoning.
Wow. And this is what you call the low-level carbon monoxide detectors?
Well, that's part of it. Unfortunately, Steve was poisoned a couple months before. We found out when the Steve Nelson law was signed in. Bob was asked to speak at that signing in. And we were informed by Mr. Nelson's partner that he suffered 2 months before, and they couldn't pinpoint what was.
Wow.
He had rashes, fevers, malaise, fatigue. He mentioned he felt like he was dying, and several days later he did pass.
Wow. Incredible. That's incredible. It's very
scary. So you may have a leaky system that starts off with low poisoning and then evolves to a full-blown incident where your life is in jeopardy.
Yes.
My guests today are Bob Williams from Briscoe Protective Systems. He is the president, and Denise Rueda, who is the public relations director of Briscoe Protective Systems. And I just want to give your website again where people can look you up and get more information.
www.briscoeprotective.com.
Great. Now, you have done such great work in the communities with your Just One Life carbon monoxide alarm giveaway program and some other programs you have. Let's talk about those.
Oh, it's very exciting and rewarding. Briscoe has participated making partnerships with fire districts so far on Long Island. And what we do is many fire districts across the country hand out smoke detectors, CO detectors, or combinations of the both. We've taken that a step further to bring safety to its extreme, as close as possible to save as many lives. Briscoe will partner with the fire districts, and we install them.
Oh,
to ensure
great.
That they're put in. I have to say, on one of our installments, I was on that with staff, the person, the recipient, had one from the year before sitting on the hutch.
Hmm.
So it serves the purpose by ensuring they get put in.
Good, good. And how do you anticipate this benefiting the Westchester community?
We're excited, and we hope we can put that in place here also.
That's great. And Bob, I know you have a history as a firefighter. You're a former volunteer firefighter with Engine Company 5 in Smithtown and New York State approved course instructor for fire and security alarms. So this all seems to tie together with your passion and your knowledge.
Yes, Marcia, it really rings home to me. We were, when I was called to many carbon monoxide alarm especially, we were sometimes hard-pressed to have people realize the extent of if our meters read some carbon monoxide,
mm-hmm.
especially in the winter, where in residential homes all the windows are shut and everything like
right.
that, and there's more of a potential for carbon monoxide poisoning. And I remember one time we had to call the police, and because the people wouldn't leave, they just didn't have anywhere to go. And we had to make sure that we found the leak, and we wound up finding a leak in the exhaust pipe to the heater, hot water heater in the building.
Wow, that's incredible. I'm Marcia Gordon. I'm the president and CEO of the Business Council of Westchester. We are on WVOX 1460, and you can always listen live at WVOX.com. And my guests at Briscoe Protective Systems have been wonderful in sharing some great knowledge with us, especially important this time of year in the winter when the windows are closed and we do have a little more danger. I know we're thrilled to have you in Westchester because I know you feel strongly about giving back to the communities that you serve. Let's talk a little bit now, last minute or so, as to how you intend to give back in Westchester.
Well, one of the first things that we want to do is for this carbon monoxide awareness, especially low-level carbon monoxide, we have a fact sheet, Marcia, that 10 facts that both commercial and residential occupants should know about carbon monoxide. And we'll be glad to send that, email that to anybody who wants to, if they contact us at info@briscoe, B-R-I-S-C-O-E, protective.com, we'll be able to send that out to them. And even though we don't do residential alarms, we understand about the residential scenario, and all our commercial customers also have homes, so mm-hmm. we don't want to only protect them while they're at work. We want to make sure that they're protected while they're at home. So we have that free fact sheet that we get. I think it'll explain a lot about carbon monoxide detectors and make them aware of it. So that's one of the things that we do.
Well, we thank you for everything you do for our communities, for the great business that you have, and your commitment to our safety. And we look forward to talking to you about your continued growth in Westchester County. We welcome you. It's exciting to have you here. And thank you, team at Briscoe, for being on WVOX with me today talking about business.
Thank you. It was our pleasure, Marcia.
Great. And we wish everyone a great week for business.
229 death claims since August. He's accepting claims until the end of January.